Hello, my name is Celicia Wong Lopez. I'm a Navy spouse, and my husband is currently stationed at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. I was so excited to learn that I had been selected as a holiday decorating volunteer. This has been surreal. This season is my favorite time of year, and I'm sure that my fellow volunteers will agree that it is truly an honor and a joy to have had a hand in the magical setup all around us. I've lost count of the number of jaw-dropping moments we've shared, hanging ornaments while George Washington looks on, trying to make a room designed by Jackie Kennedy even more beautiful. As I've watched the rooms be transformed by the many willing hands from so many backgrounds that have come together, I've reflected on how the holidays are about community. As a mom and military spouse, I am most satisfied to help decorate the White House as a way to show my appreciation to the First Lady and Dr. Biden for the hard work that they do with Joining Forces, their initiative to highlight the challenges military families face. My family felt the warmth and support fostered by Joining Forces while my husband was deployed to Afghanistan. We are inspired by the many ways Americans have responded to this call for understanding and are providing solutions, from mental health resources, to supporting military children, to encouraging hiring of veterans. Again, it's about community. And now it is my honor to introduce First Lady Michelle Obama.
Hi, everyone. What's going on? You guys doing okay? Hi to you guys, the grown-ups here, too. Well, welcome to the White House. It's the holiday time. Let me start by thanking Celicia for that wonderful introduction, as well as all the volunteers who have traveled from across the country, and we've got people who've come from around the world to help us decorate the White House for the holidays. I also want to say a special thank you to all of the service members, our veterans, our wounded warriors who are here with us today, as well as our amazing military spouses and our fabulous military kids. Do we have any military kids in the house? Yeah! It is an important part of our White House holiday tradition to kick off the season by celebrating with our extraordinary military families. And we do this because of everything that you all do every day to make our country great. This time of year, it's easy to get caught up in all the holiday whirlwind, making the list and the errands and the travel plans, that we sometimes forget what the holiday season is all about. But sharing this special time with our military families reminds us that this season is about so much more. It's about giving more than we receive, right, guys? It's about serving others. It's about toys, too, but it's about finding ways to lift up our communities every day in every season. And that's what all of you all do for this country. Whether you're serving in uniform with multiple deployments under your belts, or serving without a uniform as a military spouse holding down a household while continuing your education or your career, or as a military kid adjusting to maybe your seventh or eighth new school. You all represent the very best of us. And then in the midst of all that you already have going on in your lives, you still find time to be leaders in your communities, volunteering with your congregations, or organizing the local food drive, or running the PTA meeting at night, coaching Little League on the weekends. So many of you here today truly embody that commitment to service. Let's take Celicia, for example, who, as you heard, is a proud military spouse living in Alexandria, Virginia. Her husband is a lieutenant commander in the Navy, and like most military spouses, Celicia has endured frequent moves. In fact, she told us that their three-year-old son has already lived in three different states. So it's no wonder why Celicia hardly has time to decorate her own house for the holidays, yet she still found time to be here with us to help decorate the White House. And as she put it, and these are her words, she said, diving right into the holiday activities where we're stationed helps make each new place feel like home. Or take Andrea Marks from Spotsylvania, Virginia. Andrea, where are you? Back the hay, girl. Andrea is a retired 30-year Army combat veteran. And during her, yes. During her impressive career, she did 5 overseas tours. She served as a drill sergeant and was part of a command team that led a brigade in Operation Iraqi Freedom. And today, Andrea continues to serve. She spends time with wounded warriors through the USO with Fort Belvoir. She volunteers with the Special Olympics. And you see with her holiday hat on, she was also here helping to decorate the White House, looking quite festive. And that kind of commitment to giving back, that's what the holidays are really all about. And that's why, and yes, it's about milk in a bottle, too. But that's one of the reasons why Jill Biden and I started our Joining Forces initiatives that Celicia talked about, because we want to make sure that we're serving all of you, all our men and women in uniform, our veterans, and our military families, as well as you serve us. And as we ring in another holiday season, we're going to make sure that the over 68,000 visitors who will pass through these rooms over the coming weeks know about and honor your service and sacrifice. This year's holiday theme is a timeless tradition. And as usual, we'll be continuing our proud White House tradition of honoring military families with special decorations. The very first thing visitors will see in the East Landing is a tree that pays tribute to our armed forces. This tree is adorned with gold star ornaments that honor some of America's greatest heroes, the men and women who gave their lives for our country. Next to that tree is an iPad station that allows guests to tweet and email holiday wishes to our service members. And then there's our amazing White House Christmas tree in the blue room that I just saw, pretty amazing, which is also dedicated to our military families. This year's tree stands over 18 feet tall. I know, it's big. And it's covered from trunk to tip with messages from military families to their service members stationed around the country and around the world. And after the holidays, we're going to be sending each family member their message as a special keepsake. And as much like these military decorations, the rest of our decorations celebrate proud American traditions and our singular American spirit. In the East Colonnade, you're going to see hundreds of messages from students from local schools sharing their dreams for the future. And you can read about their hopes and aspirations on these beautifully handcrafted snowflakes hanging from the ceilings. And then in the White House Library, we're honoring great American authors and thinkers with a holiday forest of novels and manuscripts trimmed with pages of text and inspirational quotes. And then kids, we're going to see this soon. You don't want to miss the state dining room, which features dozens of vintage nutcrackers, little bitty Army nutcracker men, right over there. And there's a 6-foot tall teddy bear. I haven't seen that yet. I can't wait to see that. And of course, in the stateroom, there's the official White House gingerbread house, which weighs 500 pounds. It's a big house. It's the White House. We also have more than 70,000 ornaments here in this house, 62 trees, a lot of trees, as well as 56 snowmen and snowwomen in the garden representing every state and territory in the country. And then we've got a dog display. She is like, get me out of here, Mom. Take her to see the gingerbread house. She can have whatever she wants there. But you guys, have you guys seen the dog display with Bo and Sonny? I haven't seen that yet either. Well, Bo and his sister, there's a tree with treats, with doggy treats and tennis ball ornaments. And I think I've heard Bo and Sonny are pretty excited about that one. So I'll have to ask them what they think about it. So it's a great kickoff. It's a beautiful home. Everything looks wonderful. The volunteers have done a phenomenal job. And kids, you guys will be the first to see it. So you have to let me know what you think, whether it passes muster, okay? So I want to once again thank all the terrific volunteers for creating this winter wonderland of American traditions. I also want to thank the brilliant designers who are the genius behind these magical displays. Brian Raffinelli, I see you there, Brian, and his team. We also have designers Carol Lim and Umberto Leon. My dear friend Duro helped decorate some of the rooms this year, and Carolina Herrera and her team also played a huge role this year. So it's time to have a little fun. But before we do that, I just want to say once again, I want to honor all of our military families here today and around the world. Thank you for your outstanding service. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you to all the families for your sacrifice, for being so brave and good and kind. That's why you guys get to be here first. And we wish you guys the happiest holiday. And we wish everyone here in the country a happy holiday season. Hopefully you guys get to come down and visit the White House. But for now, we've got some business to take care of. You guys want to follow me? You guys ready? We're going to make some special surprises for your parents. It may involve something you can eat. We're going to go see the big tree. And maybe Bo and Sonny will come by for a visit. But we have to see. They may be busy, but we're gonna see. All right, so anybody who is afraid of dogs, you tell me, okay? But they're pretty nice. They're bigger than they look on TV. All right, so you guys ready to go? All right, we will take care of your children. You guys sit here, relax, don't break anything. And happy holidays, everyone. Thanks so much. You're coming with me?